We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Terrific game tonight, Jaren. You guys up front were really good, both offensively and defensively. Down the stretch, I thought you moved incredibly well without the ball. This was back and forth. Talk about the differences in the paces at times during this game and how you guys were able to maintain what you wanted to do throughout that 48 minutes.
Long game. Hard-fought game. So we stuck to the game plan. It's just will, man. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. That's really what it comes down to. You know, you can draw up all the plays you want, but you got to execute. You got to have the will to do it.
Well, even if you execute them, you got to make the shot, right?
Yeah.
Well, on your part, so tonight you start out with a foul right off the bat. You pick up your second foul, but then all of a sudden you start playing your most physical basketball of the game in that late first and second quarters with no whistles and no worries. How did that feel?
Hey, you know, I'm just feeling it out like everybody. Obviously, we knew after the first foul, I was like, okay, you know, let's settle down. Let's not get one in the first minute of the game. You know, let's not get two in the first minute because then that'll just be crazy. So, you know, I just try to pick my battles. And, you know, as the game goes along, you get more time. You know, you can pick your battles easier because I knew I had two fouls at one point. I couldn't do it early, but later I could be more physical. So that was good.
10 games into the season, real quick before you got to head back to the locker room, the resiliency of this team has always been a staple. Obviously, it was tested last year with the injuries, but you guys showed it again tonight because Denver at one point kind of regained the control and you guys took it right back.
It must be something about being at home, man.
But is it something that surprises you to see this team bounce back the way you guys do?
Of course not. Come on, man.
I'm asking you. It's your first time through it.
Nah, because at the end of the day, it's about practice. It's about practice, about what we put in practice. And what we discuss as a team is, you know, it's a long season, and you got to have short-term memory if you're going to be successful here. So, you know, that's what we're about. And we, you know, it was a long road trip. We wanted to come home, man.
I know,
that's
man. We all did. And I'm not surprised by your answer. Terrific job tonight. Thanks,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Appreciate it.
It must be something about home, man.
It is something about home, like home cooking.
Yeah.
Head to the back before JB yells at me.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks, man.
You know, we knew the ball was going to touch Jokic's hands, and he was going to be the guy that makes the play for him. Obviously, with those two scores, you know, playing around him, you know, 4 seconds on the clock, it was time for him, you know, to keep it and turn the corner. So we had to make sure that we kept him in front of us. And then the inbounder, we needed to make sure we kept the body on him and didn't allow him to go back door. You know, we did a good job. Ended up, you know, taking a tough contested three. We were able to get the game. You know, again, it's close on the offensive glass that last possession. They had a look at it, but, you know, our guys found a way tonight.
JB, on your last offensive possession where Gasol got fouled, got to the line, you had Mac on the ball to start that. Was that about looking for the better defensive matchup in that pick and roll?
No, we've had success with those three guys in actions. And what it does is it puts a lot of pressure on the other guy who's guarding Mike now. You've got Mark, you know, who's so skilled in the pocket as a roller. The guy who's guarding Mike has to be the help guy. But, you know, you're a little intimidated to leave Mike to help in the paint when Mike is popping out for a wide open three. And then Sheldon as a ball handler so heady he can make the right play. So just trying to put the defense in as most difficult position as we possibly could with those three guys making the play.
You guys were able to take down a 9-win team, stay undefeated at home. How big, can you kind of quantify how big this win was for you guys, snapping the losing streak as well?
I mean, it's, you know, the way we won it and how these guys competed to get the job done, coming back off that road trip like that, you know, you got to give our guys a ton of credit. But it's the makeup of our guys, you know what I mean? Like, every morning they wake up, this is who they are. They're competitive, they're unselfish. They want to do something for more than themselves. I mean, they're scrappy. You know what I mean? Like, you could come up with all the adjectives you want. For us, what this is about is, you know, building the consistency, building the chemistry so that we can do this every single night. You know, offense might not be as pretty, but defensively we find a way to hold them, you know, at 39% from the field, 25% from three. You know, so that's the way we have to be. And, you know, talking about it before the game, it's – you know, it's a unique style as compared to what's going on to the rest of the league right now. But what kind of difficulties can that oppose to teams that are coming in here? You know, they're so used to playing one way. You know, you come in here and you kind of hit a roadblock that you're not used to. So our guys have embraced it. And again, you know, it's putting it together for longer stretches.
Gasol came out more aggressive in the second half. Was that the game plan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we need Mark to be aggressive offensively. And, you know, the way that they were playing, that pocket was wide open for him. And, you know, he has the ability to make you pay either with finding the open man or attacking the basket. We saw him get a couple of rolled dunks there because of the way they were playing him. And, I mean, you know, our guys know it. He knows it. You know, we go as far as he and Mike take us. And big fella had it rolling tonight, and he carried us.
JB, that game was really physical. A lot of bodies flying around. Is that do you like that style? Do you like playing? Does that fall into the style that you guys want to play?
Yeah. You know, when you're allowed to play that way, that's the way the game should be played. You know, there is contact in basketball. You know, there should be some bodies bumping. You know, but again, with us, it's, you know, developing that type of reputation where, you know, that's the style that we play. And, you know, when teams come in here, they know, you know, there's going to be some grinding and there's going to be some physicality. We like it.
JB, Jokic doesn't take a shot until the very last one. Was there something that you guys did scheme-wise to keep him passive? Were you surprised to see him so passive out there?
I mean, I give, you know, our big guys credit. You know, started with Mark. You know, Jaren got a taste of him. I think they did a heck of a job defending him. They put him in difficult situations, you know, where he never had, you know, really clear open catch and shoot opportunities. You know, the plays that he was making from the elbow and those things like that, our guys were all over him. They were smothering him. So, you know, I give our guys a ton of credit for the way they defended him and taking on that challenge.
JB, how many actions are you running for Jaren, or is it just him getting his off of just being in the right place and making plays the way that instinctively?
I mean, the way that he plays, you don't have to run a ton of actions for him because he knows how to get to his spots. I think that's one of the things that people, you know, didn't realize when he was coming out of school is just how good of a big man he really is. You know, people always talked about his shooting, his ability to space the floor. But he's a skilled big guy who knows how to play like a big guy. He rim runs early, gets early seals in the paint. Those are the best catches for a big guy. You know, before the defense gets set, you got 2 feet in the paint. Now you can go to work in a one-on-one situation, you know, 3 to 5 feet from the basket. You know, he knows how to relocate and move without the ball. So, you know, it's a blessing for us that we don't have to call a bunch of plays for Jaren to get his touches because he knows how to move and get to the right spot.
Yeah, they're late in the first quarter. You guys had Mark and Jaren both off the court, and you were able to hold them at bay. What was that stretch like with Kyle at the five?
it was interesting. You know, we had never done that one before. But, you know, foul trouble happened. But, you know, guys with experience and guys with intelligence can carry you through times like that. And I think, you know, our guys, you know, been there. They've experienced these types of things. And you just kind of understand, you know, the spots on the floor where we want guys offensively. You know, we have some small ball sets that we've had to put in because of injuries. So we know how to get organized. And then once you get organized, you just use your intelligence to make plays. And I think our guys did that.
Hi, I'm TV from Japan. I just want to ask about Utah. And what do you think Utah needs to work on to get more play time in the Grizzlies?
You know, I think he's like any young kid. You know, we're pleased with where he is and the skill set that he brings. He just needs experience of playing on this level. So I think the G League is a great opportunity for him to get minutes, to get experience. You know, he's a versatile player. He can play some four, he can play some three, he can shoot it from the perimeter, he can drive it. So, you know, he needs to get a little bit stronger so that he can play against, you know, older guys, more physical guys. But we're happy with Utah and where he's at right now and the development that he's taken.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.